Santiago Jimenez, I wonder if you could tell me when you were born. What's your birthday?
I was born in 1913.
What is your birthday?
My birthday is on April the 25th.
April the 25th?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Were you born in Texas?
I was born in San Antonio.
Uh-huh. Did your parents play any music at all?
Well, yes, my father. He used to play the accordion.
Huh. What was his name?
Patricio Jimenez.
Patricio. Mm-hmm. Did you learn most of your playing from him?
Or? Well, yes. Just to see him, had to play, and I learned him just seeing him.
Did you hear any other accordion players when you were growing up? Or?
Well, I tell you, on those days, the only accordion player that used to play on dances where we used to live in San Antonio, it was only my father.
Is that right? He was the only one. Did you find out ever, did you ever talk with him as to where he got all his tunes from?
Well, we never talked nothing about that, but I learned a lot of pieces that he used to play.
But you don't remember him ever saying whether he learned those from Italians or Bohemians, or did he ever mention anything where those tunes come from?
No, you know? He never told me nothing like that.
Uh-huh, you just played them.
Played
them. And did you ever encounter any, you know, people that live in South Texas, like those Bohemian people or German people? Or did your father play mostly for Mexican American people?
Well, he used to play those pieces pretty close to German pieces, see? Uh-huh. My father used to play.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mean they sounded more
they
German?
They sounds more German, yeah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. But can you recall, as when you were a little boy, did you ever go play for German people or
Well, no. He used to play in dances and you know, for Mexican people.
Uh-huh.
But most of those polkas he used to play, now I know that sounds just like a German pieces.
Is that right? Yeah. Where was he born in San Antonio too, or do you know?
He born on Eagle Pass.
In Eagle Pass,
yes.
Texas. Uh-huh. You don't remember when he was born, did he ever tell
no,
you?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh. But from the time that you grew up, when did you start playing? How old do you think you were?
Well, I tell you, I started playing since I was around 10 years old.
Ah.
And he used to play in dances, and he used to take me with him so I can play. The people enjoyed to hear me play because I was a little boy, see.
Uh-huh. That was just a one-row accordion when you started?
Yes, my father one-row. Then I started on two roads.
Do you remember when that came in? About when? What year?
You mean the two roads?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I remember when I bought that accordion. I bought it on a pawn shop. Mm. It was an old accordion, two roads, and it was, you know, all the air comes out, and I get used to them. See. So I used to play pretty good on that accordion. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to buy always a new accordion, but there were no accordions at all on those days.
Mm-hmm. About what year was this when you got that one?
Well, it was about the year 1935.
1935.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you hear any records by accordion musicians?
On those days, no.
No?
No.
You just heard your father play?
Yeah, just my father play.
Uh-huh. When did you first hear Narciso Martinez play?
Well, I tell you, I heard Narciso Martinez, I think, on the same year when I used to, because I record the first record on 1936. You see, I was playing in the dance hall, and I think you know about Tomas Acuña. He used to have the furniture company in San Antonio.
Yeah. I've
well, he heard me play the accordion, and he told me, why don't you go to my store, and we want to talk to you about music. So I went over there, and he said, and you bring the accordion with you. So I took my accordion over there, and he told me, you know what, he said, you play very good this accordion. I sure like for you to record some records. Mm-hmm. And I told him, well, I don't know how to do those things. He said, well, you just tell me yes, and we make them. Mm-hmm. So I was, very nervous, and I don't know what to do. So he brought somebody else there with a guitar, and we practiced there. And I tell you, the next day, we make 3 records.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Or you didn't even bring your own bajo sexto?
No, he put me some other boys that had they had been recorded already there.
Yeah. Huh.
So when I heard my records, everybody liked them, you see.
I was curious, did you record it there, or did a man from New York come?
From New York, it was Decker Company.
What was his name, Mr. Cap?
Or? No, it was by the name of... Jesús Hernández.
Mm-hmm. He supervised all the Mexican music.
Yes.
Where did you record that, at a hotel? Or
a hotel, and it was over here on KCOR, San Antonio.
That was already there at the
time. Yes.
It was in 1936.
Huh?
Remember which tunes you made that
first? Oh, yeah, the first one I always remember. We used to call them, Dices Pescao. That's the first one I made. It was a polka.
It was a polka.
And then I make Comadre Téngame el Niño. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, I make that. I don't remember the name very good.
Start making a lot of them.
But I tell you...
How much would they pay you for a record?
That's what I want to tell you. See, when I recorded the first record, they gave me just $7. And I didn't know nothing about royalties, nothing like that. So I remember that Joe Davila's Glasswork, he was in San Antonio, and he has a studio there. They call him the Oranahuac. And we used to play just from 2 o'clock until 3, just 1 hour, over the radio.
Hmm.
So this man took me over there, you see, before I record. And the people start liking my music. They really like it. So from there, that's where the Mr. Acuña came and took me over there so I can make records.
Oh, you were already broadcasting at the time.
Yeah, broadcasting at that time. But I appreciate that man because he was the one that took me over there.
I see. So what station was that?
La Hora Nahuac. It was on Dolores Street, San Antonio.
And you don't remember the call letters of the station that broadcast that?
No, it was just that they used to call them the Hora Nahuac. I don't remember that.
And this was about 1936?
Right, 1936. So this man used to go way over there where I used to live in Breckenridge Park. They call him La Piedrera. That's the reason I make that polka, La Piedrera. Because
yeah,
I born in that neighborhood.
Oh, that was a neighborhood.
It was a neighborhood.
I asked people, who speak Spanish, says, what does that mean? They said, I don't know.
It was a neighborhood. Well, I'll tell you, that's where I born.
Is there an English translation for that?
Well, they come to the Rock Quarry.
The Rock Quarry.
Yes, it's in way of the Breckenridge Park.
Breckenridge Park.
That's where I was born, right there. So I make that polka. It was a big hit.
Yeah.
La Piedrera.
Yeah, you made that several times. But that was in the 40s, though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
when you
were
recording for Globe or for Four
Globe,
Star?
Yes. I record live for Globe.
Yeah, there were some nice things. Like, one of my favorites is that... Cuadra de la tarde, let's see.
Cada vez que cae la tarde.
Yeah.
I make that too.
Who was the man that came out? Was that after you quit with Decca? You, the man from Globe came?
Yeah, well, that's what I want to tell you. See, when they heard me on the radio, a lot of companies heard my music and they went to my house right away. They wanted me to record for them, see? But I made the first record with Decca.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Acuña, he wanted me to sign a contract, but I find out that they want me to pay a little more than that company, so I didn't sign no contract at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I record for Globe.
Mm-hmm.
And Globe, it was Mr. Martin was the man that...
Mr. Martin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was he the same one that has his own label out of Oh, he lived near San Antonio someplace?
Well, Mr. Martin have that company, Globe.
Did he come from Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
Ah, he came from.
And he went over there and told me, Santiago, he said, I think you are playing that accordion very good, and I like him, and I wish you would record for me.
How did he hear about you? Did he talk to Acuna? Or?
No, he heard me over radio.
Oh, over the radio.
Yes. And he said, well, I told him, there's a lot of companies that want me to record for them, and I didn't know I could make that good. Mm. He said, oh, yeah, he said. So he said, I will pay you $75 a record if you record for me. Mm-hmm. That was very good. They would pay me just $7.
Yeah. That's 10 times as much. Yeah.
So I start recording. That's where Caballero, Mr. Gonzalez, and I get together, and we start recording.
Is that the first time you sang on a record when you were on Globe?
Yes, Globe.
Like, Cuando Se La Tarde, was that one of the first numbers that you sang? Why do you think it was that you made nothing but instrumentals in the old days?
Well, because the people used to dance, you know, with those kind of music. See, they don't.
They didn't want any singing.
They don't. They don't care much of singing, just to dance polkas, waltz.
Where would you play in the days when you were recording for Decca? Where would you play mostly at cantinas or house parties?
Well, houses, parties.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The way they still got the dance hall in the Brackenridge Park there. They make dances over there every Saturday, and I used to play there every Saturday.
What was the name of the hall, do you remember?
Well, no, I don't know the name, but this is right on Brackenridge Park.
Uh-huh. Would you play out in the streets too sometimes?
No, I never play on the streets.
Just in the hall. And they wanted just the accordion instrumental music, no singing?
No singing, just playing.
When do you think that came in, when they mixed the singing and the accordion music? Who do you think was the first one?
I heard that the singing and playing, I think, was Carmen de Laura.
I see.
I think they were from San Benito, someplace there.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Acuna told me once that if I can sing and play, I never tried that before, but I noted that the people most, they like to dance with my music.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we start playing and singing, and when I make the first song, Cuando Cae La Tarde, and then I had my own group when I start singing.
Uh-huh. Who was on that record, do you know?
It was Lorenzo Caballero.
He played the guitar?
Yes.
Or bajo sex?
No, guitar.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Ismael Gonzalez, bass. Uh-huh. And the one that used to sing with him was Jose Ramon.
Jose Ramon. Mm-hmm. He just sang with you.
Sang with me, yes.
He didn't play nothing.
He didn't play, just sang.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing very good. He sang good.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when you first heard that duet singing? I noticed that most of the singing, you know, in San Antonio and the border is with two people singing. Two voices. Was it always that way?
Yes, just two.
Just two?
Just two, yes.
You
two
don't,
voices.
You don't remember when they had three voices? Somebody told me a long time ago they used to have three.
Well, because I never record three voices, just two. But some of trios, they used to be three of them with guitars, see.
Mm. Uh-huh. But do you think it was those duets? They used to sing like Pedro Rocha and Lupe Martinez, just the two of them?
Just the two of them.
But it was always with a guitar. When do you think they start putting the accordion to that?
Well, I think they put the accordion when I started recording, see?
Uh-huh.
They put accordion right away there because they had that music that the people was crazy about, the accordion. Mm-hmm. And then when they start singing and playing and everything like that, well, the people used to buy a lot of records all the time, see?
Mm-hmm.
So since then, they're still recording with the accordion.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that they're making moving pictures and everything like that with the accordion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still strong.
That's amazing. It's got a long ways, yes. Hasn't it? Because I did notice that, well, this brings up another subject, but you know, a lot of people use the word Chicano now. When did you first hear that word?
Chicano?
Yeah.
Well, I heard that for a long time. but not as...
What did it mean back then?
She kind of, well, I always said that Mexican. That's all I know that what it means. But they really have that word now, Chicano.
Because I've talked to some fellows in San Antonio and they didn't like the word. They said that's like being called a dirty name or something.
No, I don't think that it. Well, some people they think about that, but I don't think it's nothing. Chicano isn't, that doesn't mean bad word, nothing like that.
But it's an old word.
It is an old word, yes.
And because I've encountered that. Some people told me, you know, that accordion music was kind of the poor people liked that a lot. And I guess the richer ones, they wanted that kind of fancy singing. But I guess there was that difference, wasn't it, that the hardworking people, they would like more the accordion music, and the richer people liked the different kind of stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, I'm surprised at this music here, because when I start playing this music, they used to have orchestras, see? And that orchestras, when I start playing, now they always hire me better than the orchestra to play, for because the people likes the accordion.
Uh-huh.
So that orchestra went down those days, and then the accordion come up.
I'm glad you told me that, because I had that feeling that the orchestra...
And it's still high, still strong.
Yeah,
the accordion is still strong.
You mean it was just because people just liked it?
They liked this kind of music, I don't know. Most of the people said if they have accordion to dance, we go. Hmm. If they don't have accordion, we just find a way to stay home. That's what many people say that.
Did you ever encounter the audience, whether they liked the two-row button better or the three-row or the piano accordion? Or
well, most of the people, they always like the button accordion. Because two-row accordion, there's a little difference on three. But I can play the two-row accordion just the same as anybody can play the three rows.
Mm-hmm.
Narciso Martinez and I can do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because he's a very good accordion player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess he was one of the first ones to play this at high end, wasn't he?
I think, yeah.
And apparently people really liked that. Mm-hmm. And by the time, I guess, you started... No, you played both ends of the accordion, but not that much of the bass, or did you?
No.
Yeah. Did your father have a bass player with him, or did you have a tambura player?
No. My father used to play just with guitar and accordion.
Just guitar?
That's all. And I come out with the bass.
When do you think the bajo sexto come in?
The bajo sexto, well, I tell you, that's the reason for the accordion. That was the first one that, when I record my first record, it was a bajo sexto.
Oh, it was?
Yes. That's what I'm telling you, that Acuña brought this musician they already had record. I was new on that,
uh-huh.
See? So that bajo sexto was very, I heard the difference right away, because the guitar was a little,
Lighter,
yes.
Who do you remember the fellow's name that played on the first record with you?
Yes, I remember it was, he had the same name I have, Santiago Morales. He used to play the bass.
He played the bass.
Yes.
Did he also play violin?
Yes, that's right.
Because he made some...
He made a lot of records with violin. Santiago Morales, he was one of the first ones that recorded with me. And the other one, the bajo sexto, was Jesus Villa.
Jesus Villa.
Yeah, they used to call him Chucho Villa.
Chucho.
Yeah.
Did you keep playing with them, or did you form
your
own group?
No, I just record for Decker with them.
Every time that you recorded,
every time I recorded, there was the one that helped me on that, see? Mm-hmm. Then I find out that this boy, Caballero, was a very good guitar player, and that old man, Ismael Gonzalez, and I get my group myself, see?
Mm-hmm.
So we name it Santiago Jiménez y sus Valedores.
Uh-huh.
So that's the name I have on record.
But when you were recording for Decca, and you would play the little dances, who would you use then for the dances?
Well, sometimes I pick here and there,
whatever
I can
just
find.
Just whoever was around. It was mainly your accordion.
Right.
That was the main
thing.
of the other accordion players that I listed there, you know, I guess you, did you know Bruno Villarreal?
Bruno Villarreal? Yes, I used to know him.
I wish I could speak Spanish, but I'm trying to learn a little bit. It's not very
Bruno
good.
Bruno Villarreal was one of the best accordion players, too. He was blind. Mm-hmm. He used to play piano accordion. Hmm. And he was very good. I used to hear him. He used to play on the Hay Plaza. He came from San Benito, someplace, and he used to play there.
On the plaza there.
On the plaza, yeah.
Berlanga calls it Manure Squared.
Right, yeah, Berlanga. I know him very good, too.
Did you have a Spanish name for that plaza?
Plaza Zacate, they call it. They used to call it Plaza del Zacate.
Plaza del Zacate?
That means the Hay Plaza.
The Hay Plaza. I see. and a lot of people would go down there and play.
A lot of people used to go there and play. That's where I saw Lidia Mendoza and all, Pedro Rocha, Lupe Martinez, they used to play there.
What kind of man was he, Rocha? He sure knew a lot of songs, didn't he?
Oh, yes, he was a very good singer. He got a nice voice, very nice voice.
Hmm. Did you learn any songs from him ever? Or?
No, most of my songs, I compose my songs. See?
Uh-huh.
These polkas I've been recording, and it's all my compositions.
Uh-huh. But you learned a lot of them from your father?
No, well, a few of them. I think I record one or two that my father used to play.
Do you remember the titles of any of those?
Well, we didn't. They never, you know, when my father used to play, they never announced the names.
Oh, yeah. You mean you said I had to put a name to him when
yeah,
you made a record?
Right, right.
What did you call him when you made him into records? Do you remember any particular?
Well, the one my father used to play, named it Amárrate las Nahuas. Amárrate las Nahuas. That means tie you, your apron or something like that.
I see. Do you remember any other pieces that he played?
Yes, Comadre, téngame el niño. That means, will you play? Please hold my baby.
Hold my baby. That was a polka too?
No, it was a waltz.
That was a waltz.
That's a big hit. Uh-huh. That was a big hit. Because they put in the record, you know, a little boy that cries there, start crying, and then I start playing.
Was that for Decca you recorded?
No, for Corona.
Corona, uh-huh. Yeah. But you didn't never record too many redovers or mazurkas. Did you ever play any mazurkas?
Yes. Yes, I recorded on Globe. I recorded about 4 or 5 mazurkas.
Oh.
Redovas. La Cubanita was one of big sale too.
Uh-huh.
La Cubanita.
Where do you think those come from, those kind of tunes? They're in a minor key, aren't they?
Well, I composed those.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, I composed those redovas. And most of them are composed by me, see?
Ah.
I never copied nothing from somebody else.
That's curious, but I mean, how did you come to that kind of sound? Because
Well, I tell you one thing, that I used to get my accordion and sit down and, you know, start practicing with it. And then by the time I finished there, practiced a little bit, I got a tune in my head and I start with the first key and then start with another one and I make that polka right away.
Uh-huh.
And then I take them over there and I play them over the radio sometimes. The people start liking them and I record it.
Uh-huh. but you never have any idea whether that type of music, where that came from, you know, because from Mexico, do you think some of it came from Mexico?
No, I tell you the truth. I think that music, accordion, came from the German people.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure that's from Bohemians too.
Did you ever hear any of those fellows play?
Yes.
Which one do you remember?
I heard Stark Brothers.
Stark Brothers?
Yeah, they used to fix my accordions too. They were in San Antonio. There were two brothers fix accordion, tune accordions.
Oh.
And I heard them play like, much like Mexican pieces.
And they were German?
German.
I see. Are they still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? I'd like to talk like with them because that's really, I'm curious. But would you know where, what's the addresses of that?
Well, I used to take my accordion to be repaired. It was on, I think on it was on Chicago Street.
On Chicago Street?
Yes. In San Antonio? His name is Chris.
Chris Stark?
Stark. Chris Stark. Huh. And his brother's name is John Stark.
John Chris Stark. Let me just stop this a minute. I just want to write that down. You, in order to play the style of music you play, did you... When you got an accordion, did you have to change the inside of it?
Yes, yes. They have these boys, Stark Brothers. They were very good at tuning accordion. See, they used to tune my accordion. Sometimes I want accordion with different keys, and the factory just make GCs and everything like that. But I like to have accordion that goes a little down, like E. And I used to take him with them, and he used to do all those jobs.
I
now,
see.
El Flaco make those things. He make me accordion.
Oh, he does.
He changed those keys lower where I want him, see. Mm.
Where does he get his parts from, you know?
I don't know, but I think El Flaco, he's only one that makes very good job there now. I don't know about the Stark Brothers working on that. Not now, but
they maybe quit.
I don't know.
Are there any other people that you heard back then? You know, of German or Bohemians or Italians or anybody like that playing?
No, just those two
just
brothers.
Two guys.
Yeah, they used to teach people to play. See, and I used to go over there, take my accordion to be repaired, and I heard them play the piano accordion. They're very good musicians. Very good.
I'll be darned. Huh, and then, yeah, you record for Globe for a while, and then you went with Corona, that Mr. Rangel.
Yes, I record for Mr. Rangel for many years.
And I know you made the corrido about the Inundación de Piedras Negras.
Right, on 1934.
Oh, that was about a flood in 1934.
Yes.
Did you hear that sung by somebody, or did you ever see it written out on a piece of paper?
I just heard the radio.
We heard
what was happening over there, you see? Mm. And I read a little bit of newspapers. I never went over there, but I just make the song just what they were talking about, the floating thing. So I made that song, and I took him to Mr. Rangel. He said, well, I think this is very good. I want you for you to record him tomorrow if you can. Well, I come tomorrow and record it. So it was a big hit, too.
Oh, well.
Very big hit there.
Ah. Yeah, I was wondering, you know, corridos really intrigue me, these story songs, you know, that tell a story. I know Pedro Rocha knew a lot of corridos.
Oh, yes.
Did you know any other people who sang a lot of corridos?
Besides him? No, I don't remember. I know that Pedro Rocha was one of the most that sang corridos there.
And you made a little 45s on Almeida Records or Almeida. I have a corrido by you on, I think it's on Almeida label. It's on the 45. You don't, must have been before you went to Corona or after, or during that time.
I don't remember that. It was a long, long time.
I don't remember the title. I don't have it with me. So
I remember I make on Mercury.
You made some on Mercury.
On Mercury.
Who was the man that made those? Who came down here?
Well, I tell you, I remember I record that on Globe, but they changed it on Mercury.
Oh, they sold it to Mercury.
Mercury, yes.
Ah, I see. That was the same group you had then.
Same group, yeah. And that was a big hit, too. That was Morena Morenita.
Ah, yeah, I had that.
Very good.
And then you record, I guess, a lot since then for so many.
Oh, yeah, I record for the RC Victor from Mexico.
Yeah, I
made 12 records for them.
12 sides.
12 sides.
Who did they come here to San Antonio?
Yeah, they came to San Antonio. His name was, they call him El Conde.
El Conde.
El Conde. Yeah.
He was a guy who would arrange it?
Yes, yes.
Where did he take you?
I record those records on the KCOR in San Antonio.
And they put them out on Victor here too, I think.
Yes, yes.
I see.
And you know what? I'm still receiving royalties from there.
Is that right?
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people record my same...
Your songs?
My
the
songs.
Tunes. Ah, yeah, the publishing. Yeah. Yeah, that's really where the money is in the long term, is the copyright.
They're very good people because they always send me my royalties. They never pass. Every year they send me so much.
I want to ask you about your son. What is his real name? I know they call him Flaco.
They call him Flaco because he was very skinny when he was a young boy like me. They used to call me Flaco too, but now I'm too fat.
too much good food.
and he took the same name, see, Flaco. Mm-hmm. But his real name is Leonardo Jimenez.
Ah, Leonardo. Mm-hmm. He's your only son? Or
no, I got 8 children.
8 children? Yeah. Do any of the others play music?
Oh, yes. Jimmy Jr.
Jimmy Jimenez. What does he play?
He play accordion and bajo.
Ah.
And he sings. He got some records made, too.
Is that right?
And him and Flaco made a lot of records.
I
make records with Flaco, too. We both sing.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah. Who are your other children?
Well, I got... they all play, see, but they never... Only Jimmy has recorded and Leonardo.
Uh-huh.
The people know him, know them because they're the only one that they play in records, but the others, they all play accordion.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because
we're
really curious about that. What are their names, the others?
Well, one named Luis, Roberto, Ruben, and Eddie.
They're all boys.
Jimmy, and I got 2 girls, Tonya and Adriana.
Huh. But imagine they don't play music.
Well, I tell you, Adriana can play a little bit accordion.
Is that
too.
Right? Do they all live in San Antonio?
Yeah, they all stay there.
Do you ever go visit them a lot?
Well, yes. Every vacation I have, I go over there and see them. Visit. They come to visit me once in a while.
Are you going by any chance over New Year's to visit them or over Christmas?
Well, I don't know because I don't have much time to go. I like to stay there about a week, but
yeah.
I just have to stay in my job here, so I have to work.
Because, you see, I'm curious because we are planning to do a film too. Kata, because that's... Are there any... Is there much music of the old style here in Dallas? Do you ever play here in Dallas area?
Well, I started playing here when I came first, see?
Mm-hmm.
But I found me this job that I just don't have much time to play it because I work at night, see?
Ah, I see. Is that in a school or...?
Yes, a seminary.
Ah, yeah. Mm. And you got to do all the straightening out? Or
that's right,
oh,
yes.
Oh, boy, that's...
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to work at night.
Yeah, but I like to work for these people. They're very good people.
Oh, that's
very
good.
Very good people, yes.
But there are a lot of people here who like the old music, the old accordion music.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, a lot of people that like that music.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear any Italians play accordion? Or?
No, I never.
Just those 2 German guys.
Yes.
There was another fellow named Acosta. Did you ever know him of the Acosta music?
Acosta album? Music, yes. It was Mike Acosta. He's a good guitar player.
Hmm.
He's in San Antonio.
Did they also arrange for people to kind of make records and all
yes,
that kind of stuff?
Yes.
But you think Acuna was the main one when you were coming along?
Right, yes.
Because I think Acosta was before that. I have a lot of records from the 20s that were apparently.
Well, yes. Acosta used to make recordings there. On Houston Street, someplace there.
Mm.
And Mike Acosta is one of the best guitar players there, too.
Mm. Did you travel much in those days? Like, I guess when you were recording for Decca, you stayed mostly around San Antonio?
Yes, I used to play San Antonio, and I used to go, you know, little towns like Seguin, New Braunfels, all around. I never go very far away.
Even when you were with Globe and
yes, when
you
I
were just right around that area.
Yes.
And well, let me just think of some of the other things. You know, all those numbers that you've made up over the years, how did you make them up? Would you sit at home and think up some tunes?
Well, I tell you, Viva Seguin, I used to play in Seguin, Texas, every Thursday night, and there were those people were very good to me. See, every time I finished, you know, my music and the dance was over, a lot of people used to take me to their houses and, you know, give me something to eat and everything like that. And I said one day, one night that I played there, I said to everybody that I appreciate all the town there because they like me very good, and I was want to make a polka for that town there, mm-hmm. whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. So I make Viva Seguin, see, and I recorded, and all people was crazy about that polka made. Uh-huh.
How would you, when you make that up, like you say, you sit down with the accordion and just fool around, but I imagine in your head you had some of the sounds that your father played or that you heard.
Well, I tell you...
I'm just curious, how do you come about doing that? You
know? Well, you just come from me, see, from my head. I get my accordion and start playing a little bit and I start liking that little piece and I start making the first part. And then make the other one, and finally I got the polka made. See, uh-huh.
that really intrigues me. You know, yeah. how a musician does that. Well, that was one of your big ones. And what were some of your other real good sellers that people like a whole lot?
Well, the first one I made, well, This Is Pescal was a good polka too. That mm-hmm. I record that word on Decker. Mm-hmm. That was a big hit too. Mm-hmm. La Luisita, that was another polka made good in Decker. Mm-hmm. But not as big as this La Piedrera and Viva Seguin.
Those were the best ones.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the ones they really remember, mm-hmm. huh? Oh, do your children come and visit you ever up here or?
Oh yes, uh-huh. Come here often.
Do you ever all sit down and play music together?
Sometimes Flaco been here a lot of times, and we just sit down there and talk about music, and we start playing a little bit. Because mm-hmm. Flaco can really play the bajo too.
He does.
Yeah, he record with me with the bajo.
Oh, he plays bajo on the ones where you both play on.
When I record, you know, he got a good voice.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, he's got a nice voice, and he's got this new fella sings with him. I like him better than Toby Torres.
Fred. Fred Ojeda.
Yeah, they call him Los
Los Caporales.
Los Caporales. Yeah. Yeah, I think he's a better singer.
Very
than,
good. Yeah.
Than Toby. Although I like Toby Torres, he's a nice man.
Oh yeah, sure he is.
Yeah. Well, you know, that seems to be the thing we try to capture. I think in the film is this. That's really family music, you know, and people, there's a lot of emphasis on just people getting along and, you know, and having a nice time. Uh-huh. And that's something I miss in modern music these days, you know, when people is, it's just so fast, everything, you know. How long have you been here in Dallas now?
I tell you, I came here in 1970, I've been here 8 years.
8 years?
Yes. Uh-huh. This coming August, I'll be 8 years here.
Uh-huh. But you made a living off of music before then?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What decided you to kind of quit that music and come up here?
Well, I tell you, I got tired of music.
Yeah.
I played too many years, so I just decided to work. And you know, I still record once in a while. Mm-hmm. Every mm-hmm. time I go to San Antonio, you want me to record over there. So I play once in a while here sometimes, mm-hmm. but not like I used to play because I used to live by playing, see, mm-hmm. recording and everything like that. But I just get tired and said to myself, I better stick on a job and stay. Uh-huh. I'm getting old now.
Oh, you're so starting, you're youngster. you never knew this fellow Jose Rodriguez, though, that accordion player.
No, I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus Casiano, who was that other one that you
Jesus
knew?
Casiano, yeah, he's from San Antonio, but I don't know if he's still living there. Uh-huh. And he was a very good accordion player too. Very good.
You don't remember what part of town he lived in or where you saw him last?
No, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of difference? You know, I don't know too much about the musical, the technical, but when you had the single, did you ever play a single row accordion with just one row?
No, I never played with a single, just two.
Just a two row.
Or three.
Uh-huh. Was there a lot of change when you had to change over from the two?
Oh, yes. In one row, it's pretty hard to play. That's why my dad used to play one.
Oh, he played one row.
And he used to play very good on one row, see.
Mm.
But I've been trying myself sometime, but well, I can pick a little bit up, but I can't make it very good like he used to.
What did they call this music when you first came up, this accordion music? Did they have a name for it?
Well, they always been called a norteño.
Oh, they did call it that, as far as back as you remember.
Norteño, yeah.
Why do you think that is? Is it?
Well, I don't know. That is norteño. I don't know what they call that, but they've been calling that for a long time, see?
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, that music comes, I'm pretty sure it comes from the German people.
Mm-hmm.
Accordions.
Maybe that's what they said, from the north or something.
Yeah. Most of these accordions, they made in Germany, see?
Mm-hmm. Norteño music. That word norteño music, they just referred to the accordion music, was it? They didn't call the guitar guys or corrido singers?
No, just norteño, that's all they used to call them.
When you played out in the country around San Antonio, did you ever run into guys who would sing corridos and who would sell a sheet with their song on it? Did you ever see that?
No.
I never saw that. That's pretty rare. I'm just curious.
You used to play the, how you call that, harp?
Oh, the arpa? The harp, is that right? Okay. Your grandfather on your mother's side?
Right.
Played a harp?
Yeah.
Where was he from?
He was from, Mexico, but let's see, Monclova.
Monclova, is that in Veracruz?
Yes, in Mexico. I don't know where that.
Monclova. And your grandfather on your father's side, did you know him?
No, he didn't play.
He didn't play anything.
No. Just my father used to play the accordion. But my grandfather from side my mother
played the harp.
Yes, and he used to sing too.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember some of the other music when you grew up? I mean, your father played accordion, but what other kinds of music would you hear? Can you recall any of the groups in the street?
Well, on those days, we never hear anything, just the accordion, see, because my father was the only one that used to play in that neighborhood there. They make dance on the houses, you know, every Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no microphone, there was no nothing like that, just a guitar and accordion. They used to play, dance. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they started dancing from 8 at night until 7 in the morning. Yeah, they have a good time on those days.
That must take some strength to play for a dance like that, doesn't it? To keep pumping that
That's right.
And did they like polkas even then, or did they mix it up more? Did they have more
Well, they always like polkas, waltzes, charis, redobas, mazurkas. My father used to play a lot of those pieces, see.
Uh-huh.
But not singing, just music.
Just music. Mm-hmm. He never sang at all. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. And who were some of the other people you heard at the plaza? You said you ran into Lydia Mendoza. Was she there with her family? Or?
Yes, with the family. She was there singing. Mm-hmm. And Pedro Rocha, Lupe Martinez, Berlanga. Andres Berlanga, Montalvo.
Ah, yeah.
Montalvo. And let's see if I can remember some of those, Los Conquistadores.
Ah, yeah. They just played guitars.
Oh, yeah, the trio.
Mm-hmm.
And Melquiades, the one you have there.
Oh, he was there.
Yeah,
too.
He used to play. Oh.
Were there any other violinists that you remember except him and Morales?
That's all I used to know. Record with the violin.
Uh-huh. And did you ever hear any groups that had clarinets or some other lead instrument?
Let's see. There was one at El Venado, they used to call him El Venado. He used to play the clarinet.
El Venado.
He was the one that make that polka, Entra en Ayunas. He was a big hit on that. They used to call him El Venado. I don't know what was his real name.
Hmm.
But he record for Acuña too, see, when I record.
Did you play in the square too sometime?
And yes, I used to play.
How would you pass the hat around, or how?
No,
would you make
no.
It? People would ask for
ask me for a polka or something like that.
How much would they pay for a song?
Sometimes a dime or nickel or whatever they want to pay. See.
Uh-huh.
We never first go on those days. So well, I used to work myself too. I just make it for fun. See, mm-hmm. to go there.
Mm-hmm.